You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
You might been hurt, babe. That ain't no lie. Seen them all come and go.
All show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. What is it? It's going to be May.
It is May now.
that was fantastic. I forgot we did that last year. Many thanks to Terry Barr for always. I mean, nobody better in the business than our very own Terry Barr. She's our so kind as to do our announcing here on the show, but she's a woman of many, many talents, an Emmy award-winning journalist, amongst others, and hosts Max Inc., co-host of Max Inc. Radio on Saturday nights here at Civic Media, and she's doing the news today here on the Madison station. Just a great anchor, great news person. And then she does that goofy thing for us just out of pity.
Well, I added that, but.
Oh, did you? But she did the announcing for her voice, yeah. And you put it together, and it was fantastic. That's Justin Timberlake, for those that don't know. And because he doesn't really say it's May, right?
It's going to be me.
It's going to be me, but it sounds like May.
Yeah, it's very, and it's every time he says it. It's not just, it's gonna be May. It's also, somebody told May.
That's great. That made me very, very happy. Welcome back to hour number two of the show. It is May 1st, 2025, a great day to be Wisconsinite here at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison. Overcast, drizzly. And it will continue to be so tonight. Some heavy rains in parts of Wisconsin. Here in Madison, a couple of places were flash flooding in some of the low-lying areas and streets. So be aware of that. Don't go through water that you can't see down to the bottom of. You don't want to fall into a deep, dark pit or something. What do they say? Turn around. Don't drown. So just be aware of that. But then after tomorrow, sunny skies. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And then next week, 70s and sunny skies across most of Wisconsin. I cannot wait. Many thanks to Lisa Gomnitz from the Save Our Songbirds of Wisconsin. That was a fun segment. Informative as well.
Very much so. Yeah. If you go to sossaveoursongbirds.org, the website for her organization, there are a lot of interesting resources there, such as a list of what we talked about at the end of last hour, ways to prevent birds from flying into your window. A lot of really easy things to do and things that you can do in an apartment. They don't modify your home
sure.
in any way.
No, it's fantastic. So appreciate that. Always great talking about conservation here in Wisconsin. It is May Day, not just here, but everywhere, of course. There's an interesting little factoid for you. May Day, an ancient spring festival in the Northern Hemisphere. I did not know this. Is an astronomy holiday. It's one of the year's four cross-quarter days. That is, it's midway between an equinox and a solstice. Did you know that, Sobers?
I did not. I'm more familiar with the International Labor Day or Workers' Day.
Well, that's the other part of it as well. It's a
lot of holidays.
In some places of the world, it is a national holiday. For a lot of places, actually, a national holiday. So for labor, this is a big deal. I know here in Madison, our very own Catherine Lake is covering some of the high school kids here. We're doing a kind of a protest type of demonstration and marching up to the Capitol here. So in honor of organized labor and just democracy in the United States writ large, as they say. So lots of cool things happening to think about labor, think about working people in America, working people in the state of Wisconsin. So however you are celebrating today. Now, I've said this before on May Day. When I was a kid, back when I was a kid, we had oil lamps. Now, back when I was a kid, we made May baskets. And you use like construction paper, and then you would put, sometimes it was a little bit like a mini Easter basket, and you put candy or a baked good, maybe a couple of cookies that you baked, or flowers, and then you go leave it on the neighbor's stoop on their doorstep, and then you'd ring the bell, and you'd run and hide in the bushes and see the reaction. As you know, I did that up until last year.
Is that really, so?
Can you imagine a grown man going around ringing doorbells and putting baskets on people? I'd be in a sanitarium, for goodness sake.
As long as you hide very poorly, right, and they can clearly see you and you're just giggling behind.
Well, even then in today's world,
yeah, that would be funny.
Well, it'd be funny, but I might get shot. So, but
yeah, don't do it.
Back when you were kids, I'm talking, you know, kindergarten through grade school, you would do this. But I don't know. Do people still make May baskets anymore?
I don't know. I'll have to ask. I'll ask my sister, or I guess I'll ask my niece. She's old enough. She can tell me. I'll ask her if she did it.
Yeah, I think it's. We should bring back the tradition of May baskets here. Also, I'm very, very excited to talk about this today. Our friends over at Culver's. This is real, by the way. This ain't. This is. If you want to know where Todd's headed out. At 401, and you'll find me at the Fish Hatchery Culver's in Madison. This is really great, though. This is the 11th annual Scoops of Thanks benefits, and it's benefiting local Future Farmers of America chapters across the state of Wisconsin. It says, today, Culver's is inviting guests to make a difference, one scoop at a time, the 11th annual Scoops of Thanks Day. In exchange, forget this, for a buck, a dollar, $1. What can you get for a dollar anymore? Well, I'll tell you. In exchange for a $1 donation, guests can enjoy one scoop of fresh frozen custard and 100% of the proceeds benefiting local FFA chapters. As part of Culver's Thank You Farmers Project, this event helps fund programs that inspire and support the next generation of agricultural leaders. Since 2013, the Thank You Farmers Project has raised more than, get this, as if we needed another reason to love Culver's, the project has raised more than $6.5 million for agricultural education, including over $1 million from previous Scoops of Thanks Day events.
When we did
our show out there last year at one of the corporate Culver's in Richland Center, they were so very kind. Our friend Rich Majeski and others took benevolence on us and let us do our show out there. And yes, it's a great place to get food and custard, but little gets talked about of the philanthropy of Craig and Lee Culver and the entire Culver's organization, whether it's giving millions of dollars to public schools in the state, and in this case, $6.5 million so far to agricultural education in the state of Wisconsin. Allison Demmer, who I believe was on the show.
We had her on the show.
She was on the show, yeah. Culver's senior marketing and public relations manager and a former Wisconsin FFA president. Allison says, quote, we're proud to support the hardworking students and educators shaping the future of agriculture through Scoops of Thanks Day. We're grateful to give guests a simple way to join in this cause while enjoying our delicious frozen custard. And how about this? Back by popular demand, the How Now Brown Cow flavor.
Yeah, another reason to go today.
It features a chocolate fresh frozen custard infused with Culver's signature root beer, chopped Dove chocolate, and chocolate cake pieces will be available for today only. Guests can choose between How Now Brown Cow, chocolate, or vanilla for their $1 scoop, making it a win-win for both frozen custard fanatics and the agricultural community. Last year, over 169,400 scoops were served nationwide, and Culver's is eager to surpass that milestone in 2025. Guests can order their single scoop of fresh frozen custard through the Culver's website or the app. See, this is how cool they are. I don't even think about that, but you can actually order Culver's on the app as well.
I didn't think about that either. Yeah. I mean, I'd just go to Culver's.
You can visit Culver's.com to learn more about Thank You Farmers Project or to find participating Culver's locations and join in on Scoops of Thanks for a Day. I think we talked about this before, but it's like what? Most Wisconsinites are within 11 to 12 miles of a Culver's?
Yeah, I don't remember. I'd have to find that. But we had a big map of all the Culver's and other very Wisconsin things to see, you know, how far is the average Wisconsinite from a Quick Trip from a Culver's?
Right. So that's fantastic. National FFA Organization is a school-based national youth leadership development organization of more than 1 million students. Members as part of 9,235 local FFA chapters in all 50 states, of course, including right here in the state of Wisconsin. I know the fabulous farm babe, as she likes to call herself, Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Report, has, I mean, you can't find a bigger proponent, a bigger supporter of FFA, Future Farmers of America, Wisconsin, than Pam Yonke.
No, you cannot.
She's had those kids and chaperones and advisors on Midwest Farm Report. She travels all over the state. She helps raise funds for them. So I will take a chance and say, I bet you Pam would say, get your rear end to Culver's and enjoy some custard today too, because every dollar you put in the kitty for your Culver's custard is a dollar, a full dollar, 100% going right to FFA. And this is something we hear, well, where's all the farmers at? What's happening? As someone who, my grandparents were dairy farmers, the other side of the family came from farming backgrounds as well. Look, there's still a lot of great people that are going into farming, going into agriculture. Hey, have we still got the 40 herd dairy cows where mom and dad are there 365 days a year? Maybe here and there, but it's rare. What's happening now, of course, in the dairy industry, as most agriculture, it's always been a business. And this is where I hate it when people say, oh, corporate farming is terrible. No, guess what? Most agriculture and farming in Wisconsin are corporations, because it's a brother and a sister or a neighbor and a neighbor or whoever, and they're coming together, 2, 3, 4 families now run these corporations, because guess what? Then people can actually take a 2-week vacation. Or they can pool their resources and make healthcare more affordable. So agriculture is changing, but so much of it is still family-based. They are farms in Wisconsin. They are conservators of the land. And, you know, we're still the number one cheese-producing state in the country. We can be very proud of that. Our soybean growers, our corn growers, it filters down to our ethanol producers. I mean, agriculture is everywhere, and we need young people to keep that going. And FFA is a great organization. And you don't have to be a farm kid, by the way, to be at FFA. There are a lot of kids that live in town who are still a part of FFA, who are still a part of 4-H. And they're great organizations, not just to learn the industry of agriculture, but also to learn skills like organization, how to run a meeting, how to work together, how to plan. They're just great building blocks for young people in our high schools all across the state of Wisconsin. Get to Culver's. That's where I'm going after the show today. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk No Mo May. I know it's controversial for some, not particularly for me, but we'll come back. I think, Zomer, we're on the same page on this one, right?
Yeah, I used to be on the opposite page of you, but then there was a certain development that happened a year or two ago that we'll talk about on the other side. That made me angrily change my mind.
I brought him over to the other side. We'll have some fun with it after this. It's the Town Hall Ball Show for a May 1st on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's 23 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Great song choice, Summers. Well done. Yes, it's May. It's not going to be May. It's May. Here we are on May Day 2025. Glad to have you along. Let's get right into it. Here we go. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's do it. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to be heard across all 11 news, sports, talk, radio stations in the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin. No better way to have your merchandise, your business heard than across Civic Media. Contact us at civicmedia.us. civicmedia.us to find out how you can have your business advertised with us here on Civic Media. We'd be glad to have you as a partner here on the old station. Brewers are off tonight. No, pardon me. Pardon me. They're actually going on probably right now. The Brewers broadcast the last game. They beat the White Sox last night. And so finishing up here on May 1st, they're on stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and Hayward. And then tomorrow, they are home against the Cubs. Chicago Cubs. The Cubs come to town. Speaking of, there's that great, see if you can find it, Will Ferrell as Harry Carey on SNL talking about cheese. The moon's like cheese. It's one of my all-time favorite Will Ferrell impersonations. Anyway, the Cubs are coming to town on Friday. I'm going to be there Friday, and then the Cubs stay in town all weekend. A big series, as I think last check, the Brewers were 3 games behind the Cubs in the NL Central. So Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter, will be all over that. Anyway, time now for What's Worse. Timely indeed. Lots of people, no mo May. Should you leave your lawn go all month of May to quote-unquote help insects and birds, or should you mow it? Our rendition is What's Worse, lawn with weeds or lawn with no weeds? Lawn with weeds or lawn with no weeds? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. One of our great engineers, Casper from The Knock, reports bad news. Brewers down 8-0 in the 8th. Well, all right. Hopefully they get back on track tomorrow night against the Cubs. But thank you for the update there, Casper. What's worse, lawn with weeds or lawn with no weeds? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. You know where I'm at on this, Summers. This is the whole no, because I have not been a proponent of No Mow May. You were when we first started working together, and then we did some research. And I think, didn't we have somebody on the show one year that talked about this?
I think so. I don't remember for sure.
And but what we found out scientifically, it is not particularly helpful to all these insects and whatever to have a no-mow May, because they make their houses and they get used to it. And then come June 1st, the John Deere, the steel, whatever, the lawnmower comes through and it's all over.
Yeah. If you can have native plants in a garden by your house, excellent. That's amazing. That's right. Great for bees. That's great for the local ecology, conservation, for birds, for everything. If you let your lawn get out of hand and then just destroy it, yeah, you're destroying any homes made there. I went to Lawrence University in Appleton, amazing school. My one thing I really don't like is that they did a citizen science study in Appleton about No Mow May, saying that it was good and helped anything. Then they had to retract it because they screwed it up horrifically.
They retracted the whole thing. But give them credit. At least they said, hey, we messed up
yes,
on this.
Yes, that's true. That's
true. Better than just leaving it out there. And this is exactly the point you made is spot on, Summers. I'm all for, because we just had Lisa on, right, from Save Our Songbirds. I love conservation. And speaking of great partner, how about Kopke's Greenhouse down there in Oregon? I know Mathers has already been down there. I hope we get to do another show down there later this month.
That would be great.
And you go down there and see Gordy Kopke, one of the fine sponsors here at Civic Media, because they have native plants, you understand? And so if you want to help bees, pollinators, birds, and whatnot, go to Kopke's or a local greenhouse near you and pick yourself out some native plants, some cone flowers, some, flowers, grasses, native grasses. So if you want – people think, oh, if I just let the lawn go – basically, let the weeds grow. Oh, I'm being native. I'm being naturalistic. No, you're being lazy. All right? Planting, here's what you do, and talk to farmer. My former boss, Dale Schultz, has done this on his farm. It's a lot of work because the first step, basically, is digging up or destroying all the weeds and the grasses that are not native. And then you have to go in and plant either by seed or if you're in a lawn, you can get pots of native grasses. And you plant that. And then, like, go down to Monona Terrace down here on some of the, on top of the Monona Terrace. They have all kinds of great local native grasses. And then you let that grow. That's what it is, having a natural lawn. If you just don't mow it, you're just saying, oh, I don't want to mow. And then you get thistles and you get goldenrod, you get all this crap. A, it's terrible for people with allergies. B, it really isn't particularly helpful for plants or whatnot, or for pollinators. And then if you're going to mow it in June anyway, it's just a bad idea. So good intent, no mow May, unless it's executed properly, ain't going to work. One of our callers at MDX, lawn with weeds is worse. It's easier to care for it if you just take care of it. Yeah. And it looks nicer too, by the way. All right, come back. More on this. We'll ask Somers his take. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Now, Ken, we all know that the moon is not made of green cheese.
Yes, that's true, Harry.
But what if it were made of barbecue spare ribs? Would you eat it then?
What?
I know I would. Heck, I'd have seconds. And then polish it off with a tall, cool Budweiser. I would do it.
Yeah.
That's the incomparable Will Ferrell on Saturday Night Live from years and years ago doing his impersonation of the late, great Harry Caray, the longtime voice of the Chicago Cubs. I mean, it's just, and to see he has the big black oversized glasses.
The frizzy hair standing straight up.
Yeah. He was, they met a couple of times when Harry Caray was still alive, and Ferrell did it in front of Caray, and he thought it was hilarious. It was just really, really good. Brewers take on the Chicago Cubs, the aforementioned Cubs, in a 3-game series starting tomorrow night, 6:35 broadcast time from AM Fam Field in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Kenosha, Racine, Park Falls, and now Hayward. Hopefully the Brewers can recover. They're down 8-0 right now on those same stations. On the other side of Chicago. They're at the White Sox right now. Anyway, let's finish up here doing what's worse in this no-mo May, start of May. What's worse, lawn with weeds or lawn with no weeds? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Brian, listening on WAUK in Milwaukee on the text line, said weeds are bad.
Fond memories
of picking weeds as a kid. At least the lawn looked fabulous. So I remember that, having to take, like, my I think she still has it. Mom still had, like, one of those lawn tools that looked like a little fork almost at the end of it. And you always, get the root. Don't pull it out. Don't pull the dandelion out. You got to get the root. So that was always a lot of fun.
And then reseeding with those, like, sheets of grass seeds.
Oh, right. Yeah. We weren't that fancy. We just had a bag of grass seed, and you had to fight the birds away because they were going to eat the grass seed. Now this is Tyler in Wisconsin Rapids. Tyler, if you're listening, clarify this, because Tyler said a lawn without weed is no fun at all. Power to the bee. Now we're confused, Tyler. Did you mean to say a lawn without weeds, plural, is no fun at all, or just a lawn without weed? Because that's an entirely different lawn. if you have a lawn and weed, which, you know, that's a whole other 420 day, I guess you'd say. New listener on WMDX, we appreciate you calling in or texting in here in Madison, saying a lawn with weeds, I guess, is worse. Says it's easier to care for the lawn. Thank you very much for calling and playing along with that. What else do we have here? 855-752-4842. Let's go to John in Leeds. John, what's worse, lawn with weeds?
Right,
let's move right along there. Keep it clean, as they say. Let's take another call, which is fantastic. Now, we mentioned him earlier in the show. We were down there last year in Oregon at Kopke's greenhouse. Gordy Kopke is on the line. Gordy, did you hear us talking about you? Because we just got done saying what a great place it is to buy native plants.
Yes, I did. But I appreciate the mention. I was just calling in about the weed story. And I've always been a fan of the natural. And I can remember my dad, who, when he was alive, lived a mile up the road on the farm I grew up on.
Yeah.
And he'd come down and look at his lawn, and he'd just shake his head. Because he was always the no-weed kind of mower
right.
lawn. And he just and I just said, hey, Dad's prairie restoration.
Right? Right?
Yeah. And I don't have sprinklers on my lawn like a lot of these folks in town do. Mm. And so you get one of those hot, dry Augusts, and the only thing that's green in my lawn are the darn weeds.
Well, that happens, right?
I mean,
now we're doing business on the. I'll give you a call off the air. But last year we were down there. We did a show at your greenhouse in Oregon to promote the big veteran or the Memorial Day event. Are you going to have that again? And B, if so, can we come down and promote it?
Yes, we are having it again. It's the last Sunday in May, and you're welcome to come out and promote it.
All right,
we'll get a time set up. Have you come out?
Well, that's great. And for those listening, particularly on MDX in Madison, we always appreciate your sponsorship, Gordy. But if people need – now, I got a beautiful rose bush from you guys last year. I planted it, like you told me, at Mom's house in Richland Center, and it's coming up. It looks beautiful. We got rhubarb that we got from you guys last year. It's a couple of inches or 3 inches high already. And some native flowers as well. And that's what you want if you want to create a great garden for pollinators. Right, Gordy?
Absolutely. Our gals are well-versed into helping customers in here. Not only were we rated number one greenhouse, but we were rated number one customer service. And that includes all businesses in Dane County.
Incredible.
And because we have such a great, knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions. And they love what they're doing, and they do a great job in making me look good.
Well, you're looking awful good as well, Gordy. But A, congratulations. B, from spending time there, it doesn't surprise me one bit. Because what I love about your staff, like you say, they're very knowledgeable, but they're very chill. And they'll just say, are you doing okay? Have any questions? They don't, if you want to look around, they don't bug you. But someone is a few feet away with knowledge if you need it.
Yes, absolutely.
It's fantastic. Well, Gordy, thanks for your listenership. Thanks for your sponsorship, as always. And we'll work it out off the air. But we'll be down later this month, and because you guys have this great fundraiser you do for the Honor Flights for our American and Wisconsin veterans. You raise money for them. You have these great pots people can bid on. Great food and entertainment as well. So we'll be down later on, Gordy.
Sounds good, Todd.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Gordy Kopke, ladies and gentlemen, checking in from Kopke's Greenhouse. Great place here. Part of what makes Wisconsin great, and we appreciate their sponsorship. Let's check in with Kurt in Madison on WMDX here in Madison. Kurt, what's worse, lawn with weeds or lawn with no weeds?
In the infamous words of Earl, come on, man.
That's fantastic. That was well done. Well done. So what's worse, lawn with weeds or lawn with no weeds?
These people with letting their lawns turn into a weed fest, it just propagates more disastrous weeds for everybody else.
Thank you.
It's all nonsense.
Thank you. I could not agree more with you. And again, I'm all for doing it the right way, like our friend Gordy just told us how to do, plant native species of grasses or flowering plants or whatever, and that will help the pollinators. But just letting your lawn go, that ain't the way to do it, right, Kurt? All right, Kurt's gone already. He's having it up. He's having a beverage, probably. I'm not sure. That was a great Earl, by the way.
It was solid, yeah.
It was solid. Sean, listening in Richland Center on the old home station, WRCE, says lawn with weeds seems to have dog dew hiding in them. That is like kryptonite for a delivery person. Oh, right? Exactly right, Sean. Exactly. Because then it tracks, you know, you got on the bottom of your foot. It might get in the car or the vehicle or the truck or what have you. You don't want that. You don't want that. All right, I know the answer, Zombers, but what's worse?
Yeah, lawns with weeds are worse. If you have native plants and you are maintaining it in a healthy manner, I obviously don't mean that, but if it's just a lawn that you're letting grow and it has random garbage in it, yeah, that's worse.
Yeah, absolutely. So for the various reasons we already stated, lawn with weeds, 10 times worse for all the reasons we stated. So just, you know, either A, keep your grass mowed, or B, and or I should say, 100% help our pollinators, help our birds and insects out there, but do it in the right way. And as we heard earlier, get down to one of our fine sponsors, Kopke Greenhouse in Oregon, Wisconsin. You will not find people better ready to prepared. How about that? How about that? Kopke is winning an award for their service as well.
Like you said, I'm unsurprised.
Yeah.
I do have one other caveat, though, on the lawns. If by lawns with no weeds, you mean somebody who obsessively manicures and wastes tons of water on it.
Well, that's whole nother kettle of fish. I think I knew a guy I used to work with, Don Armitage. Great guy. He would aerate the lawn. You get the thing that where it takes out plugs, basically, of soil every so often, and that helps aerate the lawn. And that helps it kind of naturally grow well.
But I didn't know that was a thing.
Like when I particularly when I drive through Wisconsin, and you'll see a farmer or you know someone in a rural area, and they have a huge yard, and they have it just mown to precision, and they have beautiful flowers, gardens, and maybe native species in there as well. And it's stunning to see people that have the time and the pride to do that and do it well. So good on you. Good on you.
Oh, Tyler in Wisconsin Rapids, who had the question earlier, did he mean a lawn without weeds or a lawn without weed? He texts back in and says, as our fearless leader is fond of saying, I plead the fifth.
Hey, it's all native. It's all native plants. Oh, by the way, you can check if you can't get down to Oregon, if you're in check out. I think Kopke's are still part of the Dane County Farmers Market.
I believe so.
You can check them on the square on Saturdays, which tomorrow or this Saturday. Why do I think it's Friday? On Saturday, it's going to be a beautiful day. And no, I have not had any weed prior to the show. Although some people may think I have. All right, that was a great addition. That was a great addition of What's Worse.
It was. And glad to hear from people with a variety of opinions.
Yes. Yeah, all opinions welcome. No subject off limit, as our friend Matt Flynn likes to say. All right, a couple of news headlines for you. We said it was a big day out in Washington, D.C. Indeed, it is, following several stories for you. President Trump announced today that he is nominating Mike Walls to serve as the UN ambassador. This is after it was announced that Mike Walls had been fired as national security advisor. Marco Rubio, as if this guy doesn't have enough to do, he's already Secretary of State. He is now going to serve as the interim national security advisor while also serving as Secretary of State. Walls have been on shaky ground since he added a journalist to a group chat, that Signal chat, on military strikes. So they had to pin this on somebody, and so they decided that Walls was going to be the guy. So they got rid of him from the defense and security area, and they said, oh, here's a guy who doesn't know his rear end from a hole in the ground. Let's make him UN ambassador. Because we all know this will go very, very well. So it's being Mike Walls, as they say, repurposed. Being repurposed in the Trump administration. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 if you want to chime in on the news of the day. Also, a Trump-appointed federal judge in Texas has ruled that the president unlawfully invoked the Alien Enemies Act and blocked the administration from quickly deporting some alleged members of a Venezuelan gang. So we're seeing these multiple rulings come down. This one, a Texas judge ruled this today, apparently, on the Venezuelan gangs. U.S. Judge Fernando Rodriguez of the Southern District of Texas said Trump had unlawfully invoked the sweeping 18th century wartime authority to speed up some deportations. His decision means Trump cannot rely on the law to detain or deport any alleged members of this Venezuelan gang within the judge's district. So this is good news. I mean, let's take a little time to say good news. And this is something I've been very concerned about. Will the courts hold? And in this case, they have. So let's celebrate that. Celebrate May. It is May. Stay tuned. A little more Justin Timberlake. We can only play this song once a year. Come on back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's May.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 before the hour of 4 o'clock, coming up at the top of the hour. CBS and ABC News, depending upon which of your great stations across the state of Wisconsin you're listening to. A weather update. Yes, it's going to be a bit soggy the next 24 hours-ish or so. Some heavy rains overnight in part of Wisconsin. Be aware of that. But then it is going to clear off, sunny skies in the 60s, maybe low 70s by Sunday over the weekend. And then next week, it looks spectacular. Most of Wisconsin, sunny skies, highs anywhere from the upper 60s to mid 70s. I cannot wait. And then after that, another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6, followed by Pete Schwabba and Nightlight, our great evening entertainment show. You don't want to miss it. It's a great way to end your day. Just relax, have a beverage, put your feet up, and listen to Pete and Conrad. They do a great program every evening. It's going to make you laugh, going to make you have a just a relaxing evening. So stay tuned for that in terms of from 6 and 8 tonight on the Civic Media Radio Network, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Before we get into the next subject, one more call on lawns. Let's go to Kevin, listening at WAUK in Waukesha. Kevin, you wanted to comment on the what's worse, weeds or no weeds? What do you got?
Yeah, I can't believe that no one came up with this one. You remember the movie, You Got Weeds, I Got Papers.
There you go. There you go. I appreciate it. Nicely done, Kevin.
I had one other comment. Yeah. I don't know if you remember, this had to go back about 2 months ago. Our Senate leader, Mike Johnson, there was some kind of a bill going across Senate that he did not want to vote on. So he made, I think it was like February or March, whatever the date was, he made that the date for the rest of the year. So
oh, really?
He couldn't vote on it.
I did not know that.
And it kind of slipped between, and nobody ever brought this up ever again. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that nobody made an issue out of that.
I'll have to look into it.
But I was thinking in the line of that, you know, couldn't I make April 14th the last day of the year and then just refuse to pay my taxes?
That'd be one way to do it. I'm not sure that you'd get away with it, but you could make the argument. I appreciate the call, Kevin. Thank you so much, Kevin, listening down at WAUK in Waukesha. It was a busy news day. Glad we got to a lot of things, but I wanted to mention this before we left today because a little announcement to put on your calendars. I'm looking forward to this. I had a nice conversation this morning with our old friend Kira Sabin, who has been on the program many a time. She is a positivity instructor and a life coach. It is today the start of Mental Health Awareness Month, May. And so I was talking to Kira and I said, I really want to do something. So what we came up with, not this coming Tuesday, but the following Tuesday, May 13th, she is going to be on this show for 3 consecutive Tuesdays. And we are going to do a 3-show series over the course of 3 weeks on mental health. And this is her idea, and she said this much better than I'm going to be able to say back to you. I said, Kira, that's it. You hit it. And what we're going to try to focus on, we're kind of putting the details together, is a series talking about how we as Wisconsinites, not as Democrats, Republicans, how can we as Wisconsinites focus on reconnecting with our communities and our friends and neighbors and getting helping our mental health that way? Because as she's talked about in this program before, so much of our mental health is connected to loneliness and the fact that we're not connected to people. We've been too much on our devices. And she said, you know, a lot of the people that go on my social medias and write crap, she used a different word, but she said that write crap on there are just people who are angry and lonely. And that we as Wisconsinites, we as Americans, have to get back to connecting with our communities. That will help us be more cheerful. That will help our mental health. We're going to go into, over the next couple of, well, we'll start maybe tomorrow, but I want to go into this more next week, and we're going to talk about with Kira. A great article in ProPublica, and it's entitled, Utah Farmers Signed Up for Federally Funded Therapy, Then the Money Stopped. And I know we spent time on this last year. I know that Pam Yonke at the Midwest Farm Report has talked about this. But one of the undertold stories, under-talked about stories, and I'll put part of the blame on that, the guy who's talking, me, we have not spent enough time talking about the mental health of America's farmers and America's ag workers and those in rural parts of Wisconsin. This story in ProPublica focuses on Utah. And I want to read just a couple of paragraphs before we go. It says, Josh Dallin spends his work days talking to Utahns who raise cattle and grow crops and knew that many were in distress. Everyone from neighbors to fertilizer dealers to equipment suppliers were telling them they were worried that a farmer or rancher they knew was at risk of suicide. Then in 2023, with money allocated by Congress, Dallin had a new help to offer. As executive director of an agricultural center at Utah State University Extension, he had scores of $2,000 vouchers that Utahns working in agriculture could use to help get free therapy. Dallin feared no one in the typically stoic farming community would take him up on the federally funded offer, but he was wrong. And the story goes on from there. That how many people that we think, oh, those, you know, our farmers, our ranchers, our ag people are strong people. They don't show their emotion a lot. But how many people in Utah, a very red state, took him up on that? And now with the cuts in Congress, and we've talked about this before, these cuts of Medicaid, these cuts in health care, these funds are drying up now, not just in Utah, but in Wisconsin. And we're going to talk about this over the next few days, of how this is directly related to our mental health and helping our friends and neighbors all across the state of Wisconsin. Hope you'll be with us for this Tuesday series starting a week from Tuesday with Kira Stabman. Cannot wait. Great show today. Lisa Gomet, try that again. Gomenitz from the Save Our Songbirds. Zommers has the information up there. Thanks for Gordy Kopke for jumping in. Zommers, of course, and all your phone calls. Keep fighting for what you believe in. Do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
May.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.